him.
Well, what's some of the cow right now? What kind of steaks can you get? And what kind of steaks can you get from the cow? You mentioned steak.
Well, there's a porterhouse and there's a sirloin and all that.
You know where they come? You know where the porterhouse comes from, Bob?
No, I'm not too familiar with that because I just look at a piece of meat and buy it however I want. I like the sirloin. I like the porterhouse.
There's a bunch of worry about that.
But I never was in the household business enough to go and specify.
Okay.
I was always in the business world and I'd go in and say I want a sirloin steak and they'd give it to me.
Okay. How about pork? What kinds of meat would you get from a pig?
Well, it'd be about the same as you get roast stews, and hams, and the pig knuckles, and they use the head for making hogs and cheese and things like that. They used to.
Okay.
I don't know whether they still do or not.
How about the part that comes from the haunches? Did you mention that? The ham? What different kinds of ham can you get?
Good ham and bad ham.
Fresh ham,
smoked
ham.
there's a different one for every state in the old states. The Virginia hams are excellent, and the Pennsylvanians would murder you if you said anybody's was better than theirs because they cure them differently. You get them cured, or you can get the fresh hams that are not cured.
Okay. How about cuts of lamb?
Well, the leg of lamb is the most popular. The breast of lamb is all right. Not as good as the leg of lamb.
Not as meaty.
And it has too many strings on it. But they just don't make as many things. They have a lamb shank, which is the lower part of the leg. The main leg of the lamb is the whole leg, which gives the most meat. But they don't use it for, they cut that up in stews. But it's not as meaty of animal, so they don't use it for as many things as cow and hen.
How about poultry? What's like in chicken, if you're going to buy chicken, what's the three or so different ways that you might buy a chicken?
Well, you buy the whole chicken. It's usually unfrozen. I mean, you can buy a whole chicken unfrozen usually and cut it up yourself. Or you can buy the trays of chicken where they put all legs and all specialized pieces in
the capon.
And then the capon is a large roaster.
Roaster. Are there any other kinds that?
Fries and like broilers.
Alright. Are there any differences between those that you... I mean, if you were to go out and pick out a chicken, could you tell if it was...
Well, the broilers are the fast-growing young chickens that they... Just before they get to be fryers, they usually fatten them and make them grow larger for the broilers, for meaty tenderness, than the fryers before they are really grown. And they make the fine. Compact.
Okay. How about the things that people eat at ball games sometimes? They're on buns and they're long and they're...
Hot dogs.
Okay. Any other names you might use for those?
Wieners.
All right. How about other types of sausage, like that? What other kinds of sausage can you think of?
Well, we call things country sausage when they're spiced and fixed
smoked
up.
Sausage.
They have smoked sausage, and they have the link sausage on the patty. Those that are made into patties. And knockwurst is, that was not original here by any means. That was a German type.